Young Prince of Tyre, you have at last received the danger of the task you undertake.
I have, Antiochus. And with a soul emboldened with the glory of her praise, think death no hazard in this enterprise.
Music, bring in our daughter, clothed like a bride for the embracements even of Jove himself, at whose conception till Lucina reigned, nature this dowry gave. To glad her presence, the Senate House of Planets all did sit to knit in her their best perfections.
See where she comes. Apparelled like the spring, graces her subjects and her thoughts, the king of every virtue gives renown to men. Her face, the book of praises, where is read nothing but curious pleasures. As for men's sorrow were ever raised, and testy wrath could never be her mild companion. You, God, that made me man in swaying love, that have inflamed desire in my breast to taste the fruit of yon celestial tree, or die in the adventure, be my helps, as I'm son and servant to your will, to compass such a boundless happiness.
Prince Pericles.
That would be son to great Antiochus.
Before thee stands this fair Hesperides with golden fruit, yet dangerous to be touched, for death-like dragons here affright thee hard. Her face, like heaven, enticeth thee to view her countless glory, which desert must gain, and which, without desert, because thine eye presumes to reach, all the whole heap must die. Yon sometime famous princes like thyself, drawn by report, adventurous by desire, tell thee with speechless tongues and semblance pale, that without covering save yon field of stars, here they stand, martyrs slain in Cupid's wars, and with dead cheeks advise thee to desist for going on death's net whom none resist.
Antiochus, I thank thee, who hast taught my frail mortality to know itself, and by those fearful objects, to prepare this body like to them, to what I must. For death, remembered, should be like a mirror who tells us life's but breath, to trust it error. I make my will then, and as sick men do who know the world, see heaven, but feeling woe, gripe not at earthly joys as erst they did. So I bequeath a happy peace to you and all good men as every prince should do. My riches to the earth from whence they came, but my unspotted fire of love to you. Thus, ready for the way of life or death, I wait the sharpest blow, Antiochus.
Scorning advice. Read the conclusion then. Which read, and not expounded, 'tis decreed, like these before thee, thou thyself shalt bleed.
Of all, fade yet, mayst thou prove prosperous. Of all, fade yet, I wish thee happiness.
Like a bold champion, I assume the lists, nor ask advice of any other thought but faithfulness and courage. And the viper, yet I feed on mother's flesh, which did me breed. I sought a husband, in which labor I found that kindness in a father. He's father, son, and husband mild. I, mother, wife, and yet his child. How this may be, and yet in two, as you will live, resolve it you. Sharp physic is the last. But oh, you powers that give heaven countless eyes to view man's acts, why cloud they not their sights perpetually, if this be true, which makes me pale to read it? Fair glass of light, I loved you, and could fill one of this glorious casket stored with ale. But I must tell you now my thoughts revolt, for he's no man on whom perfections wait, but knowing sin within you will touch the gate. You're a fair vial. You sense the strings whose finger to make man his lawful music will draw heaven down and all the gods to heart. But being played upon before your time, hell only danceth at so harsh a chime. I cannot for you.
Prince Pericles, touch not upon my life, for that's an article within our law as dangerous as the rest. Your time's expired. Either expound now or receive your sentence.
Great King, few love to hear the sins they love to act. It would braid yourself too near for me to tell it. Who has a book of all that monarchs do, he's more secure to keep it shut than shown. For vice, repeated, is like the wandering wind. Blows dust in others' eyes to spread itself. And yet the end of all is brought thus dear. The breath is gone and the sore eyes see clear to stop the air would hurt them. The blind mole casts copped hills towards heaven to tell the earth is thronged by man's oppression. And the poor worm doth die for it. Kings are earth's gods. In vice their laws their will. And if Jove stray, who dares say Jove doth ill? It is enough you know. And it is fit what being more known grows worse to smother it. All love the womb that their first being bred. Then give my tongue like leave to love my head.
Not that I have thy head. You have found the meaning. I will close with him. Young prince of Tyre, though by the tenor of our strict edict, your exposition misinterpreting, we might proceed to cancel of your days. Yet hope, succeeding from so fair a tree as your fair self, doth tune us otherwise. 40 days longer we do respite you. If by which time our secret be undone, this mercy shows we'll joy in such a son. And until then your entertainment shall be as doth befit our honor and your worth.
How courteously it would seem to promise then, when what is done is like an hypocrite, the which is good in nothing but in sight. But if the truth that I interpret false, then were it certain you are not so bad as with foul incest to abuse your soul. Where now, you're both a father and a son by your uncomely claspings with your child. Which pleasure fits a husband or a father? And she, an eater of her mother's flesh by the defiling of her parents' bed. And both like serpents are, who though they feed on sweetest flowers, yet they poison breed. Antioch, farewell. For wisdom sees, those men blush not in actions blacker than the night, will shun no course to keep them from the light. One sin I know another doth provoke. Murder as near to lust as flame to smoke. Poison and treason are the hands of sin. I am the target to put off the shame. Then let my life be crossed to keep you clear. By flight I'll shun the danger which I fear.
He hath found the meaning for the which I mean to have his head. He must not live to trumpet forth my infamy, nor tell the world Antiochus doth sin in such a loathed manner. And therefore instantly this prince must die, for by his fall my honor must keep high. Who attends us there? Of your highness' court, Thaliard. You are of our chamber, Thaliard, and our mind partakes of private actions to your secrecy, and for your faithfulness we will advance you, Thaliard. Behold, his poison and his gold. We hate the prince of Tyre, and thou must kill him. It bids thee not to ask the reason why, because we bid it. Say, is it done? My lord, it is done. Enough.
Let your breath cool yourself, telling your haste. My lord, Prince Pericles is fled.
As thou wilt live, fly after. And like an arrow shot from a well-experienced archer hits the mark his eye doth level at, so thou never return unless thou say, Prince Pericles is dead.
My lord, if I can get him within my pistol's length, I'll make him sure enough. So farewell to your highness.
Thaliard, adieu.
Till Pericles be dead, my heart can lend no succor to my head.